begin the current daven second Megillah daf Yud Ches begin Amud Beis. Begin Tez Masa. Begin with the Gemara. Look at the Rabbi Biyotcha. So we had a few different versions, and says the Gemara, you should pick that of Rabbi Bibi's version, which is the Amar, which the Gemara points out Shmuel's part of that because he's Chashin liyachida. But that is the Amar Rav. That Rav's opinion is that in Alachir Amuna, not like Ramuna, who is stringent. Shalom Shachizlash says to go back to the beginning. And that, no, you don't have to go back to the beginning, even if you wait a long time. And says Taisus Bechem Halacha, the Halacha is like that. They in Tzach Lafz Rish, you don't have to go back to the beginning, because Halacha cannot be Surah Damakid. Halacha is like Rav regarding prohibitory law, which he says that you don't have to go back to the beginning. And Rabbi Yechon Kodaka was in Prag Basra Roshonah. And Rabbi Yechon is also like him in the last Prag Roshonah of Lamdama base. Because Amad the Gemara says over there, Rabbi Yechon says, Shem Shama Tisha Tikis Batesha Shah's Bayam. If you hear nine Shavu blessed, you have to hear Roshonah in 9 hours a day. Very long gap, but obviously enough time to do it all. You also, you still have the obligation. Messiah Muslim, the Gemara concludes over the time of Kazimul and the Brysa. Oh, my son, that brings this. Now, apart from the Gemara asks, I'm on the Shem Shem Yitzadik. He says, Shem Shaggy, the Ligma school of Chesla, if you did wait to finish all the thing, you do have to go back to the beginning. Shan the Gemara answers, Hadi Day, Hadi Rabbi. Now, so it's not difficult because one is him, one is Rabbi. But in the Tanakh, I'm saying, from the fact that the version that says that you don't have to go back to the beginning, there's a Brysa like that. Allah is like him. Now, Makadza Mechrifim, here that we rely on, that when someone's waiting by Emes V'yatzim, Shemamtin, that he's waiting, and Sheyemim, Matzibah, Kedusha, Baruch, Omin Yesh Merabah, he wants to wait till the Tzibah says Kedusha, and Baruch, and Omin Yesh Merabah, even if he wastes the amount of time that he can finish all Biracha, but since we rule that Allah is at Ashayah and Chesla Reish, it could continue going, and it doesn't have to start off. Then, like says Masa, that begin the words of the Gemara, Shekiddush Achav Asachaysa. We see that Shmuel was concerned for that opinion. What was the case? That the brother got engaged to the sister of the Shemeres Yom. Says Taisus that there's two criterion that's specific for this case. Dafka Kiddush, specifically by engagement, we tell him Hamta Melisa, wait from consummating and getting married, from doing the sur. Given the Ein Adai Nelarusa, since they're only engaged, Nidish and Neisa Chesuk, because it looks like as if he's marrying the sister of the one that he has Zika with. Avlam Nasa, but if he already married her, then Ishta Gemuri, she's totally his wife, and Tach Lamni, he doesn't have to wait anymore. Because it already removed that bond that he has with the sister-in-law. Moreover, also if the kiddush that he did was only after she fell for Yibam, meaning after the brother already died. But before the nefilah, that she was never the sister of the one that he had a bond with at the time of the kiddush, because he did the kiddush before his brother died. Wait. We don't say, oh, you're only engaged, it looks like you're marrying a chesed kukasim. No, there was never a bond at all. And that's Taisa explained by Tamar Yehuda Mishum Nesam Yeshzika. The reasoning of Yehuda is because he holds that even when there's more than one brother, that we say there's still a bond, and therefore, even though there's kedushin, you should wait from doing this soon. Continuing next Taisa and Aslan, Taisa didn't begin with the Gemara, but Tefillin ain't Shechem Tzir. Tefillin, you don't have to carve in lines in the parchment. And Pesha Ben Tam, Tachin Halacha, that's the Halacha. Continuing next Taisa and Aslan, Taisa begin with the Gemara, Kankantim, what is that, which is invalid to be used as the ink for the Megillah. Chavta de Ushkafi, which Pesha Kodesh says, Arminta, it's a type of dye, that black dye that the shoemakers use. Now, since this is difficult, because in case that would be the case, it would be forbidden to put this armin into the dye to make it black, because our Mishnah says clearly you can't write with it the Megillah. But what's bothering us is that we always put it into our dyes. So, obviously, no, kankandam is not armin, because we put an armin in our dyes. Actually, it sounds like that from over there. Because the first time at the kankandam also, the Gemara there explains why is kankandam problematic. Because it says Mamidbar, because of a macha gabe saita, when it says by the saita, they have to write the scroll and then they have to erase it in the water and she drinks that water. So it has to be kesepshi achlimcha. It has to be written that can be dissolved. Now, but the issue is by kankandam, the ink that has this quote on kankandam, whatever it is, in the achlimcha, you cannot erase it. So it says, when can't shimam the kankandam lava in arm? It's not like Rashi. Kashar b'chol yayim. Because every single day, on the material amit l'derech adyeshalon, we do put amit, like we said before, into our ink. It erases very well. So obviously, it's not amit. Rather, since it's a minirik in the pirish rashbam, erivin, that's yigil ma'af. The kakantam hainu, which is this problematic ink of kakantam, it's vitrioloi, which is from the earth, which they extract a type of a dye. Now, but hidabin hazim shiruk, although, but then we say that's like a greenish yellowish, and here we're saying it's black. It does become black when you grind it very, very thin, and therefore, when you put it into dye or make it black, that's just saying that's not valid for the writing of the Megillah.